Good afternoon. You're live on Radio Veritas. Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Hello, Father Paul and Nekekani.
Hello. How are you?
Hello.
I'm good. I just want to just to comment a little bit. Especially touch base on the part Nekekani said, when you retire, we mustn't hold on to the talents or the experience that we had in life. Just want to share a story. My parents, my dad is 71, my mom is 69, and LED principal are both of them.
Mm-hmm.
So currently, they are teaching our foreign priest, Abba Sisagamo, the Baba Huda Sisotu.
Okay.
They've been doing this, I think, for 6 to 7 years. And
wow.
What I realize is that it keeps them going. It
mm-hmm.
keeps them, I can even say younger, because every time when I see them, they are so excited with this thing they are doing because they're so passionate about it.
Mm-hmm.
So from that, I also learned that Nami Lena had gave each other that stage.
Mm-hmm.
I shouldn't be depressed.
Mm-hmm.
I should make sure that the talent or the experience that I have,
mm-hmm.
I'll give it back to the community or to the industry.
Wow. That was a very noble thing that your parents did.
Good.
And they found, as what Mekekana is saying, a substitute. They didn't wait ukuthi sibafake a wheelbarrow, for them to be told ukuthi district education officer ukuthi ntate riyakupa ukuthi utsamaye. Exactly. And I think this is what Mekekana is actually saying to all of us, and it's coming to all of us, and it's something that is coming to all of us that we need to hear, to say, look, if you plan, and she insisted on that, to say plan, and if you plan, then when you come to that time, you already know, Guri, now I've always wanted to either give back as a priest, or I want to be now working with those street children, but you've got a plan, and retirement doesn't find you as a thief.
Yes, brother. Thank you so much. I just want to share that.
Thank you very much, and have a very good afternoon.
Thank you. Bye.
Thank you very much. And the time is exactly 10 minutes after the hour 5, and that was the OJs with I Got a Hook in You. And it's Changing Gear with me, Father Brian, with Father Paul and Mrs. Kekana. We're talking about retirement. How can we retire with grace? How can we retire with peace? And how can we retire with dignity? And in case you've just tuned in, it's the station that gives you the good news and the good music for a change. Ndata Paul, now, I would like us to speak to people who are looking after batho bagolo now and who are supporting them. Some of them are not employed, because there are different people who are in that age. Some of them are not employed, and some of them don't have an income. What would you say to them?
Yes, availability in life. Availability is very important, but you cannot just sit around this person the whole day. But when you are available for this person, knowing that this person is there, and you know he cannot or she cannot anymore do what she used to do,
mm-hmm.
availability to that person. And availability is in different phases.
Mm-hmm.
You understand that our nature as human beings, that we want to confer wisdom to the young ones. Young ones can be there as well, but you know, we don't take our young ones to the malls only during weekends and enjoy life alone, because the elderly, when they have these young ones around them, is so consoling to them. But also those ones who are taking care of them, also they need to have a purpose, that you know, you need to be creative around this person, because that time for her or for him is gone. So you need to be creative. No matter, creativity is not about money.
Mm-hmm.
Creativity is about what you do with this person. Some of them, help them to be in touch with nature, which is very important. They've been working hard. They were in touch with certain things. They used to do certain things apart from the work that was professional.
Mm.
But now, when they get at that age, they come back home. They want to be in touch with the good things that they used to do. So we need to be considerate of that.
Okay.
Call our studio now on 011-452-7115. Call our studio.
There's an SMS that came here saying, in African custom and in African society, is there anything like retirement? Meke Kana, how would you respond to that?
In our society, there is retirement. Mm. Yeah, retirement just means laying off from the daily hard work that you are doing. It's just laying off and giving chance to those that you have taught. You, in our own culture, you teach your children how to cook, you teach your children how to till the ground, you teach your children how to survive. Mm. So there is time now for you to lay off and let them live on their own.
And run with
and
the baton.
And run with the baton. But in what I noticed when I was in England, mm. I was closer to one of the colleagues, Margaret, who said South Africans mm. are people that, especially the blacks, mm. are people that refuse. They make children out of adults. Mm. They go with a child until she's got grandchildren. He's still a child. And it's still dependent on the parents. Mm. So we don't want to give off the batons. Mm. So in our culture, there is that. You have to teach your children, the young girls, how to cook, the young girls how to look after children, because one day they'll be mothers. Mm. Teach the boys how to be responsible, because one day they'll be fathers. Mm. And then when they reach that age, it's easier for them to take the baton and run with it.
Mm. I would like us to talk about a very sensitive topic, which is an issue about putting each other in homes. Mm. I grew up, my grandmother now is not in a home. My grandmother lives with us. And I don't think my grandmother would accept to be put in a retirement home. Now, a retirement home is something that I saw only when I came to Joburg. Now, is it African for us to be putting our bomkhulu le bogogo in homes? Because from where we come from, our grandmothers and our bomkhulu, they are our libraries of wisdom. So we stay with them in our homes and they become our source of wisdom in our homes.
I can imagine about that, you know. I remember my grandmother mm. every evening at that old age. I think she was already around that age of 90s and so on. Mm-hmm. But we used to gather around the fire in the evening, mm. and then she would be teaching us the songs mm. and singing with the moon, mm. singing with the stars mm. and teaching us different things. Mm. And at that time, mm. we were so young, mm. young. Mm. And then also, I remember that, you know, I was able to watch her mm. when she was cooking and doing this and mm. this and this mm. because big people were not there. Mm. So I remember one day I tried also to cook pap and mm. then it was so hot mm. and then I had to put a cold water mm. inside and mm. it become. Then the following day she said, you know, this is what your door. So the wisdom we get there. So mm. the old age homes mm. or retirement places, mm. they are not for us. And like you, I have seen that really when I go to what we call towns.
I only saw it when I came to Joburg.
But a person who has been in the village, mm. we don't know anything about retirement village.
And I'll tell you why, Meka Kana, because this is where the resistance comes. Because then that's where the I am being thrown mm. away mm. feeling comes from. Because exactly. then, because I'm being put in this home mm. and I'm being institutionalized.
Oh, thank you for touching on that. I did a study on that. Mm-hmm. And my research was about are the retirements the solution mm. to our aged today? Mm. And I did the study in Limpopo, mm-hmm. and then I had to be taken to America, mm. where in New York I did a study about the aged. I found that, well, in America it's different. They are so advanced that they want to get rid of them. But for those that have prepared, they already have homes mm. where they can go to. Mm. They make a choice of mm. saying, when I am 65, I want a little cabin for myself. Mm. I will look after myself. Mm. For those that are indigent, mm. they are taken to those homes. But when I came to the work home, mm. actually, I did it there in Rampathet, I found such resistance that they say, no, we don't want those things. They are for whites and not for us. Mm. And besides, the reasons that they gave were so good mm. that the first one was that our grandchildren will never know us, will mm. never relate to them directly, will never bond with them. They will never even realize that this person is a resource that is going to teach us, although who's going to teach us how to grow. They will never realize that. They will just think that we are a burden, so therefore let them go.
But then in today's modern life, Mekekana, I'm at work, maybe my wife is at work and the kids are at school or bamo boarding school, and ukoko uzohlala nobani kohai.
No, the point is that sometimes we do mistakes as young people, or let me say as people of today, that we uproot these people. You take him all away from where this person has grown up as in touch with nature. You bring this person to town and you say you think it's a development or it's a modernization. No, it is not. We need to be with these people where they are, or if we are not able to be with them themselves, they find a way of surviving there together with these young ones, but not to bring them in town. Because we bring them in town and we put them in prison in the house, they are even afraid to peep through the window because the house is so clean, no chickens around, nothing to do. So this is one of the problems we are facing today.
What happened to giving them a choice, to giving our Mkulu and Gogo to say, Mkulu and Gogo, this is where you are now. What would you want to do and where would you want to be?
Yes, that is the right way to go, because then they will make a choice rather than just forcing things over them, removing them and all that. That is traumatic, so traumatic that maybe after removing them, they won't live long. Because every day they think about you move them from the area where they've got friends, where they've got relatives, and you move them there and bring them into town. My own granny couldn't stand to come to Lady Selborne. Within a year or two she died. Because she said, the environment in which I am, it's just not acceptable to myself. And she kept on saying that, but nobody listened to her, because we said, no, we have all moved from the villages, we are now in town, so you must adjust yourself. Forcing it on her. Exact. The thing is that Father Paul is speaking the truth when he says, leave them in the environment in which they grew. Rather, supply, get relatives, get people who can support them around there. Then they can survive, because they've made a choice of remaining there. And they've already built comfort zone within the area where they grew up. They don't want a strange place. You can't take an old people to a strange area. Then you are killing it. It's just like forced removals, Group Areas Act, which removed us from Lady Selborne to throw us into Harangua. Many people from Lady Selborne died when they arrived there, because they were forcefully removed and given in dumped in a new place.
Environment.
Yeah, where they didn't even know what to do, where to start, and no acquaintance. So that type of thing, we must think about it, that psychologically, we are killing them when we remove them from there. Let them make a choice. Let's help them in the area where they are. Thank you.
All right. It's 22 minutes after the hour 5. Radio Veritas 576 AM is where you're at. And it's that station that gives you the good news and the good music for a change. In case you've just tuned in, we are joined in studio with Father Paul Tatu, who is the SACBC Communications Officer, and I'm joined in studio by Mrs. Kekana, who is a retired nurse and administrator, and she comes all the way from Harties, and she's from the parish of the Good Shepherd, and we're changing gear. Live on Radio Veritas, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, how are you?
I am blessed, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. What an interesting topic. So, my mother just turned 61.
What has she turned?
61.
Oh, she's very young.
So, I think she started living, because now she travels a lot. She often goes to Lesotho. She visits the relatives that she never got time to visit. she doesn't want to look after the grandchildren.
She's like my grandmother, don't worry.
Yeah, yeah. So she's having things happening for herself, very independent.
Mm-hmm.
But as for myself, I definitely want to go into a retirement village one day. It looks so exciting, like, you know, you're like with your peers, you get to do activities. I often see them coming to gym in a group. I can't wait. So definitely retirement. That's where I'm going once I retire.
Mm. And they have their outing once a week, but drop a little combi from the home. It will drop them, go shopping center, and you see all of them jamming the mall. And you,
it doesn't look like there's lonely moments.
They are not lonely moments. They're not lonely moments.
Yeah. So I think that will work. Definitely work for me. So if I were given a choice, that's what I would choose. And then I get to go visit grandchildren once in a while.
You don't want to look after them?
Yeah, I'm with my friends at the village.
Listen to what Mekekana wants to say to you.
Yeah, I would like to say that you have chosen the wrong way of doing it, of retiring. Because my conviction is that if you want to get to a home, the home is so rigid, they've got rules. You have to eat at 8 o'clock. You have to wake up at this time. You have to do this at this time. That rigidity is what is going to make you hate a home. Because there is time for everything. And yet when you are relaxed in your home, you eat at your own time.
Mm.
You take a walk at your own time. And
you can even go and make coffee. You don't have the nurse or matron saying to you, you know what?
It's now going, you have to go for a walk, even if you don't feel like.
Mm.
So that rigidity is what is going to discourage you.
Wabona sikhoa what we'll do to you. Ne? All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Folks, it's 27 minutes after the hour 5, and unfortunately, we're coming to the end of the show. Mekekana, thank you very much. Thank you very much for coming.
It's
always, I mean, I felt myself just sucking all the wisdom from you. Thank you very much, and I hope this is not the last time that we have you in studio, and we look forward to you coming back with a different topic around the same area, obviously, but to be finalized. And Tate Paul, thank you very much for coming and joining me in the studio this afternoon. And we know that this is not your last day in studio.
Thank you very much.
Folks, that's it from myself and Tato, the technical producer, and from Tiso, the producer, and from the whole of the afternoon crew, and from our newsreader, Mrs. Butelezi. Thank you very much. Have a very blessed evening. Take it easy. Be safe on the roads. And be always mindful that our older people are our libraries of wisdom in our homes, in our communities, and even at workplaces. And let us be sensitive around them. Let us be sensitive in the language, in how we treat and relate to one another. And those of you who are older, be mindful that you're also dealing with people. Let us be sensitive towards the young ones. Let us cooperate. And a good friend of mine always says, if you treat people well, if you are young, if you are old, the younger ones, when time comes for them to look after you, they'll also be kind. So always know that you are making a banking and investment for tomorrow. From us, may God's light always shine upon you. Be blessed.